Let's. Do you want to touch on Fiona Apple's birthday?
Oh yeah.
Real quick before we play the next jam.
Yeah. If everyone would like to raise a glass and toast to the first birthday of my daughter's sweet kitten. Fiona Apple is 1 year old. The cat that I trained to shit on the toilet is 1 year old.
She might be the most famous character from the pod.
She might be. Yeah, the Unticket was all over it. They reposted it.
It seems like everyone's more interested in your kitten than anything else that we do.
Well, the Unticket has reposted the story about Fiona shitting in the toilet, and they've also reposted the story of me farting on the lazy river. So,
okay, well, both great stories.
Yes, so anything scatological, the Unticket's all over it. But yes, she just had her first birthday.
Did y'all have a party?
Yes, we did. I mean, it was a minor party.
Of course you did.
I mean, she got some new toys.
Did Dale come over?
No, Dale didn't come over, but my daughter was there. Fiona got some new toys. And
did you get a new monkey?
No, we haven't gotten a new monkey yet. But Marissa got some like chicken mousse. It's kind of like pate made of chicken.
So that's like...
It's like in a tube. It's like, you know, like Go-Gurt or something, and you squeeze it into a dish.
It's like a cat birthday flan.
Yes. And so she got the chicken mousse, and then the two palms got some... I can't even remember what it's called. The puppy dog ice cream.
Because you got to include them or they'll freak out.
Right. Yeah, they'll get all jealous. But yeah, they got the puppy dog ice cream, whatever that's called.
That's nice. That sounds like a great family day.
Yeah, we had a nice little party. So yes, she is very mature for being 1 year old. She's already on diet food.
She's still doing okay with the toilet?
Yeah, she had one episode. I think it was related to the
flan.
No, it wasn't related to the chicken mousse. It was related to the housekeeper cleaning the house.
Ooh.
I know. I'm so fancy. I have somebody clean my house, but they
look at you.
They come every other week. And so she has the powder room, as we've established, the half bath in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the cleaning lady cleaned that bathroom, she left like the Lysol bowl cleaner.
Mm, like some bleach residue.
Yeah, like the blue liquid. So you...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you look in the toilet and it's the blue liquid.
Yeah.
And so...
That freaked her out.
Fiona didn't like the way that smelled, so she took a shit and pissed right next to the toilet.
Makes sense.
So...
I get it. That's a strong smell.
Yeah. So I'm going to have a talking to with the cleaning staff.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You know, if you're going to clean that toilet, just flush it a couple times just to get rid of the cleaner smell so that the cat will shit there. I mean, they already have to work around the city kitty thing because I took that away, and she had a relapse of shitting all over the house. So.
Maybe you should just hands off on that bathroom. Maybe that's your cleaning bathroom.
Maybe I should just take care of that one?
Maybe just...
No. No.
No?
No.
All right. Wow.
I'm going to roll the dice. I'm going to try and, you know,
it's
just
weird.
Communicate. I'm going to try and communicate my needs to my staff.
Good.
And see what happens.
To your staff.
Yeah.